Charles Darwin and His Theory of Evolution by J.G. Crowther. During the voyage of the Beagle, Darwin had been deeply impressed by similarities between existing South American animals and the fossil remains. He had noted how closely similar animals replaced one another when proceeding southward. He was struck by the South American character of the animals on the Galapagos archipelago, differing from island to island, and yet all the islands were recent and of the same age. It seemed utterly improbable that all of these myriad different yet similar species could each have been individually created. He felt that they could only be explained by supposing that they had sprung from a few original species which had gradually become modified. The subject haunted him. Though Darwin said that he had started collecting facts on the origin of species without the guidance of any theory, his first notebook on the subject shows that he was in fact grappling with the problem of a scientific law which would explain how these modifications occurred. His mind went out to the law of gravitation. Before Newton, men had thought that each planet was individually kept in its own course by God. There was no necessary relation between all of the moving bodies. In 1837, men believed that individual species of animal was created by God, without necessary relation with any other species.